So we will be doing our soul sync meditation for kindness today. And my reminder to all our listeners is to remember to have faith in your achievements and and your intention, because we're putting these achievements and our heartfelt intentions out to the universe. Forgot to call Simeon. Okay, so
That's our calling.
that's our calling.
We've got several live guests here. Arlene from yesterday, and Rhonda, and Jolene, and Janice, and Simeon is calling in today. I'm Jim.
And I'm
And
Marion.
this is KGBM 95.9 on your dial from Bozeman, Montana. And
Who
I'm
knew
doing that
it?
opening, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and a whole new beginning. How's that? So we are going to get ready for our soul sync for kindness, and Preeti G will be leading us. And so I do want to ask you to take a couple moments here to close your eyes and breathe deeply, because we're getting ready to go inward, take that sacred journey inward, where we connect with the universal intelligence and take some nice deep breaths. Make the inhale slow and deep, and the exhale even longer than your inhale. And feel all that precious breath, the prana of life. And know that we share this breath with all life, with each one here, with the trees, with our pets and our plants, with the birds. And so it's a very large field, and this breath connects us with all life. And it's just a kind reminder of how very connected as one we are. And now we'll start our meditation.
Namaste. Let me answer three questions on the soul sync.
Okay.
When and where to soul sync?
I am going to pause this because we have the introduction up. So I am going to verbalize the introduction while we bring up the soul sync for kindness. So the first stage of our soul sync is going to be deep inhales and exhalations. And then the second one is where we take a deep inhale, and then we buzz like a bee for the exhale. And then the third one, we are going to pay attention to the pause between the inhalation and the exhalation. And the fourth one, we're going to inwardly say on the exhale, Aham, which means I am consciousness. I am unlimited consciousness. And the fourth one, we're going to hold our pointer finger and our thumb gently, and we're going to keep our hands on our lap, facing upward to the sky, and we are going to be in an expansive state where we all turn into light together, and everyone around us and our environment and the whole room is light. And then the fourth one, we are going to bring forth our achievement for kindness and see everyone in a kind, joyful manner. Everyone we meet, everyone we're related to or friends of ours, or maybe someone you have a difficult time with. And it's going to be turning into a kind relationship. And now we're ready to begin.
You're about to soul sing for kindness to flow from you to all living beings this year. Let us begin now. Please be seated in a comfortable position. Allow your breath to relax. Take 8 conscious breaths. Count your breath with the touch of your thumbs and your fingers. Inhale and exhale slowly. For the next 8 cycles of breath, inhale. As you exhale, make a humming noise that vibrates your head. for the next 8 cycles of breath. Inhale and exhale, bringing attention to the pause that happens between every inhalation and exhalation. The next 8 cycles of breath. Inhale. As you exhale, chant within yourself. Aham. Or I am. I am the limitless consciousness. Bring a gentle touch between your thumb and your index finger on both your hands. See yourself becoming light, becoming one with the unitary field of consciousness. Everything around you becoming light. See and feel yourself radiating kindness towards everyone who's a part of your life. And also to strangers. Feel that kindness in you now. See these waves of kindness flowing to them and bringing them joy throughout the year. immerse your heart in the space of gratitude for this gift. You are ready. You may open your eyes.
It's okay, kindness. Feeling saturated in kindness right now. So feels really good. I'm grateful.
I'd like to read something before we share. I'd like to share a reading from Gardens of the Heart, Kindness. The developed heart is truly a gift, and it is a wonderful quality because love and loving kindness will take you a long, long way on spiritual path.
Yeah, I have a good sense of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can pretty much all relate. That was pretty special. You know, there's a couple people that the road has been somewhat bumpy with. Not so much lately, because I don't see them very often. Although in my past, I've held pretty strong judgments about them, and so I connected with them while I was in this state of kindness and connection, and it was quite beautiful because I could see that there's no judgment that I could possibly place upon them that is valid. So it really brought home to me how the mind wants us to believe that we have enemies out there or just enemy images of people. And or beliefs about I don't get along with that person's not very nice to me, or whatever it is, you know, I've heard them all in my head. So it felt really good to see that doesn't seem to hold any water, and I'm sure life will present me with opportunities to check me out there. check out how well I can live or walk my talk. And so that was what I looked at, what I experienced during this achieving kindness. And I'm trusting, I have perfect faith that I'll be able to greet them with kindness when I see them. Anyone else have anything they'd like to share?
I'll share. Yesterday morning, I had one of those mornings where I had to call three different companies to get some things resolved. And of course, the phone trees and, you know, the whole nine yards. Took me about 3 hours to get through all of it. And I've been doing this lately, and it's made such a difference. But I again at the kindness. It took me back to that and the difference in how I work with these people now versus how I used to work with them. And remembering that these are people that they're just doing their job and they're doing the best they can. And they get caught up in the system too. And it becomes very as frustrating sometimes for them as it does for us. And what I did was when I got ready to do all this, I just sat down and I just said, okay, Rhonda, just take some breaths. You know what this process is going to be like. So take some breaths. Just remember that these people are very good people. And I just kind of talked myself through it and just be kind to them. And like I said, I've done this a few times now. And everything, I mean, I was still on the phone forever, but everything just went so beautifully. And we got things resolved and got done what we needed to get done. And I just felt so light after I got off the phone. And it was like, yes, you know, where normally it's, you know, these damn people. And so I'm finding I've got another situation coming up Saturday, which it's with a person who I love and is just delightful. And yet for some reason, it's a little bit difficult for me right now to keep some judgment out of the situation. So again, I'm just going to remember to approach it with kindness for myself, as well as the other person, because I find many times I'm less kind to myself than I am the other person. And then that circles around and then I become unkind to the other person also. Yeah, so anyway, that, you know, all that kind of came rolling up. And to kindness, I always add compassion and forgiveness of myself and others. Because sometimes it's hard to get to kindness if I don't have compassion and if I don't have forgiveness for what I call our silly human being stuff that we do.
Truly.
Being human. Here we go again. <You know? laughs> So anyway, that's it on my part. Thank you.
Yeah, very nice. Reminder to set the intention beforehand. That's a beautiful way to start those more difficult, whether it's a phone call or an interaction or, yeah, there's plenty of those opportunities in life.
It's like Paul drafting. Hi, Paul. Well, I don't mind sharing. For me, there he is. For me, I was really trying to feel kindness in my heart. So it wasn't just an action, you know, like opening a door for somebody or collecting firewood for somebody or doing a favor for somebody. Those are kind acts. And today, I was really trying to be aware of how it actually feels, what's going on with my body. And I noticed that, I don't know how to put it, but I approached it with a real softness, you know, like feeling physically soft and in my heart. And I think there's probably a better word I could use.
Somatics, is that what you're referring to?
I'm not quite sure what you mean.
Where in your body you're feeling it.
Yes. Where am I feeling it? And it's pretty much in the chest, you know, so it was in that heart area. But that's all. I was just trying to be aware today of where am I feeling it, you know? How am I actually feeling the act of kindness. And I noticed we visited somebody today. And one thing I noticed was throughout that whole visit, I couldn't help but smile. And, I know we were going to help stack some firewood for this lady. And I knew that we were going to do that in advance because Marion mentioned she needed any of that stacked. And she said yes. And before we even did that, that was the act. But before we even did that, it was just a pleasure to be there with her. And the conversation was light and very, very nice. I mean, we went in a lot of different directions. And so that's it. That's about it. That's where I was at. Really feeling it.
All right. That's a lovely place to be in your heart. You know, when
place to stay. Too.
Yeah.
Place to stay. I find when I'm there, I can't help but smile. You know, yeah. It might not look like I'm smiling, but I'm smiling.
Well, that's we good. See it. All right.
If I can just jump in real quick. When dealing with someone on the phone, also, I was smiling the whole time. And I think sometimes I forget how much people can feel my smile over the phone, and I can feel theirs too. And it makes such a difference in how we interact with each other when everything starts out with a smile. And I know that's one of the reasons I felt so light in my heart afterwards. Because we actually had fun on the phone.
And there
was a lot of I know. There was a lot of respect for each other and a lot of good listening. And I do feel a lot of it was the way I started with myself and being aware of that and purposefully wanting to be kind versus piss and moan. So it was a great experience. I really relate to what you said, James, because it really is a feeling inside the heart. And it just feels so good, especially to get off the phone from something like that and just feel light and full and happy.
Yeah. Having made a connection and almost like a friend after you spend 3 hours with someone.
Yeah, no, it is. A lot of that was how I chose to go into, well, I'm sure most of it was how I chose to go into it. But I did have to do like you did. I had to consciously take myself to that place first.
Yeah. Yeah, because we have so many old habits of ingrained frustrations when we get on that phone and it takes forever.
Yes.
Or you go from this person to that person or the automated things. Oh, my gosh.
All of the above.
Yes.
And so that all happened.
Happened last night to me.
Yeah.
I wish we had this before. I might just start. because I wish I thought of this last night when we had an old issue my friend and I did. And he started bugging me again about the phone and this and that. And just, I did not respond kindly. I'm going to work on this in the future. It's a good thing to think about.
Well, yeah, you set the intention here with all of us. Now.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and the whole universe.
And I started to do it with in a dialogue, but it was a one-way dialogue. So it's a good thing to start it. Yeah, very good.
All right. I mean, we all dip into those unkind mannerisms, don't we, dear?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Arlene. Thank you, Janet.
So I really responded to what Rhonda said when, or really resonated And she said, we're often most unkind with ourselves. And so during the meditation, when I wasn't focused on my breathing, I was thinking, yeah, I could really be so much kinder. And then I thought about an experience after hearing about all the phone calls that I had that today where I was, somebody sent me 22 lien waivers to sign. It's something I have to sign for my bookkeeping job. And I was like, oh my gosh, this lady really has a problem. And so I had to make a couple of other phone calls to see if anybody else was dealing with her. And I had the most wonderful conversations with my fellow workers. And then I got the lady on the phone and said, I'm confused, and can you help me understand? And we had this most wonderful conversation. So I'm realizing, even though I didn't know about the kindness of our session today, I didn't know what the topic was. Yeah, it was a good day, and it came out really well. And so I have to, maybe I can give myself a little credit.
Yeah. The first place to get the give the kindness.
Well, it's interesting because you're connected with this meditation Soul Sync festival right now. And like Marian said, there's a whole bunch of people doing it out there. And it's been proven scientifically about how no matter how far apart molecules are and whatnot,
let's stick with people. Yeah. And energy
fields. It's the energy field that's created out there. And then you plug into that. And so it's kind of like the synapses in our nervous system. And you have these neural transmitters in between that are sending these messages to the synapses that connect so that the message could go back to the brain. So if you look at it that way, and then from there to the organs that it's affecting. So if you look at it that way, that's what this whole thing is about, the metaphysics
and the power of
quantum physics. You're plugged in.
Especially since we know that millions of Indian people, Hindus, Indian people, are doing it a day before us because their time frame is a day before us. So we were well into kindness already yesterday. And tomorrow will be attention. So we're already into attention too.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
That's I liked how that was all tied together. Thank you, Jim, for bringing your science. The scientific
way. Well, you know, it helped because the lady we were with this afternoon, we were talking about the fourth and fifth dimension, you know, and how we connect them in those aspects of, and most people don't even go there. We're all stuck in this third dimension, and we don't even think about anything beyond what's in front of us. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, until we're introduced and we like it so much better. It's a much better place to be. Okay, so anybody else, Julene, or would you like to share anything? Well.
Yeah, she's on mute.
Oh, she cut herself on mute so fast.
Simeon, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. And in fact, I wanted to share what was really neat for me today is it's my daughter's birthday, and I was just sharing with her about how these meditations help me focus on more intentions in my life that sort of, they come around, it's sort of like, you know, they go around on the clock there, just imagine a stopwatch going off, and then at some point, it just stuff all pops back in my brain, even if only momentarily, but it keeps the consciousness and the intention there. And then what I thought was so neat is she told me about, with her business and all, it finally came to fruition where she was going to be meeting these new people who will be likely to be her agents. And also that she's finally gotten to the point where she's magnetized mature adults who want a positive outcome for both sides of the coin there. And it was just really neat and just made me feel really good and glad that I've been doing this.
Yeah, so, I'm really glad you brought that up, Simeon, because we really do have an impact on one another, and especially those we're the closest with. So that's a beautiful way that you brought that to our attention today, or reminded us. Thank you. And happy birthday, MM. Mary Madeline.
Yeah.
Wherever you may be.
New York, I believe.
Okay. All the way in New York. Thanks. All right, now Julene's ready. I saw her little green box go.
Oh, I didn't do that.
No, it just automatically does it when we talk.
Oh. I'm feeling so mellow. Just lighthearted right now.
That's a good thing, I think. Feeling mellow?
Hmm?
Did I heard you say you're feeling mellow?
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. You got a nice smile on your face.
Yeah. Well, I went to Bozeman. I had a dentist appointment, then I went to Bozeman.
Ah.
And I came home and I wanted to sit in on your session. And I thought, that'll calm you down.
Yeah.
Because, you know, your energy's up, you're hauling all the stuff you bought and whatnot. But I it's getting to be that reminder sign when I remember and I want to come to one of these. And I just look forward to the great, it's great to hear other people's insights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I calm down and shut the door.
Well, I'm glad we were able to meditate together and you're feeling calm. Bozeman can do that to us, can't it? I mean, it's something. When we're out here in wide open spaces and then we go to Bozeman, it's amazing to feel the difference. It's not as a it hasn't been appealing to me for a while, so I'm glad to see you online, Arlene, on a regular basis, because otherwise it's kind of far in between.
I'm okay with my house and the grocery store that's nearby, like South Bozeman, I can handle. The other part, I don't go to, so because of traffic.
Oh, yeah.
So I just
try to you stay. Have a beautiful environment and trees and things around you, so that you definitely have more space than most.
Yes, yes.
There, so that's a blessing for sure. And you know, excuse me, listeners, I mean, some people thrive on that. It just doesn't happen to be my cup of tea.
Well, I have fun in Bozeman when I go, just walking in the stores or down the street or whatever, and just acknowledging people, smiling, or saying a hi or howdy. I like howdy because that's a little different than hi, you know. It's like, oh, where'd that come from? And so it's amusing for me to see what type of responses I get. And generally, it's pretty good. I mean, what's that old saying? When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, so.
I'll try that. Usually I'm just eager to move on. Or go visit Arlene or our dog.
I mean, what I'm hearing from
95.9 on your dial, so we gotta love both of them.
Oh, I love them. I love loving love. I'll put it that way. Rhonda, I thought you said something.
Well, yeah. I'm really particularly you and Arlene. You. Oh no, I'm not muted.
No, I can hear her. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Particularly listening to you and Arlene talk about Bozeman. And I have the same thing where I now live in Prescott. I have my little places I feel very comfortable and safe in. And I don't like 69 because it reminds me of the 19th Street in Bozeman. But what I'm hearing is, again, that's how we're being kind to ourselves and honoring who we are and what our needs are. And like Jim, I like kind of doing what you said too, sometimes just walking down and saying hi to everybody. So for me, and Julene, you needing to come home and be mellow, that's how we also have that kindness for ourselves. We're really honoring who we are and what we need and actually taking the time to do that. Even if it's not fully conscious, it's embedded now. It's just so embedded. And for me, that is where it all starts. I have a hard time being kind to others when I'm not kind to myself.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking care of myself in that area. So I love how this is all, you know, come around to being kind in the universe, kind to the people, spreading the kindness, and then also back to being kind to ourselves. And loving ourselves and nurturing ourselves in that way and finding that kind space that works for us.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for weaving that little thread, right?
Yeah.
Everybody shares. Mm-hmm. Well, we did pick out a song today. And so if you have time and you want to be part of that, we'll bring it up. Oh, you know what?
Yeah,
I closed it down.
Oh, we're gonna get that song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead, Tim.
It's true that happens each time we're all together. Even if it's just me on the phone with you folks, not seeing your smiling faces, it really does bring out a true sense of while we're together, it's a real community.
True.
Which was part of the reason that I moved up here, but never found it in quite the way that I'm finding it now, and I'm really liking this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that. That's...
Yeah.
Let's do the song.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Use this.
Here it comes.
This is the European chef's name.
It's coming. Here we go. Thank you, Sim. That was a beautiful thread coming through, too. I don't know how many people are there.
Broken windows and empty hallways. A pale dead moon in a sky streaked with gray. Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's gonna rain today. Skin scarecrows dressed in the latest styles, with frozen faces to keep love away. Humankindness is overflowing, and I think it's gonna rain today. Think I'll kick it down the street. Tin can at my feet. I think I'll kick it down the street. Why not? That's a way to treat a friend. Right before me, the signs implore me, help the needy and show them the way.
Thanks for joining us tonight, everybody. Beautiful, beautiful meditation.
And thank you for all your beautiful shares and the depth of those shares. I'm just going to close with Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Mm-hmm.